G'day guys, and welcome back to the NBA's latest podcast with me, your host, Alex Kayafa. We don't have much time, so let's kick right into the action. The first game of the day was the Indiana Pacers against the Charlotte Hornets down in Charlotte, and the Indiana Pacers coming out with a big 123-117 win, led behind Domantas Sabonis' 30 points and 8 boards, and Victor Oladipo's 27 points and 5 assists. For the Charlotte Hornets, Malik Monk came off the bench and scored 22 points, while Marvin Williams had 16 points in what was a pretty entertaining game, to say the least. In the next matchup, we had the Philadelphia 76ers against the Dallas Mavericks down in Philly, and it was Philadelphia keeping their winning streak alive and bringing it up to 14 wins in a row, winning 109-107, led behind Ben Simmons, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, and JJ Redick with 18 points as well. For Dallas, in a losing effort, Dennis Smith Jr. had a really good game with 20 points and 11 assists. Harrison Barnes also chipped in with 21 points. Again, Philly looking like a very, very scary team come playoffs time, and they are hitting their straps right at the correct moment. In the next matchup, it was the Atlanta Hawks against Boston down in Boston, and the Atlanta Hawks coming up with a big 112-106 win, led behind Taurean Prince's 33 points and 8 boards, and Damian Lee also had 14 points for the Hawks, in which was a very good game for them. Again, a meaningless game for them, but still good nonetheless. For the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum had 19 points, Al Horford had 16 points and 7 boards, and Greg Monroe had 17 off the bench, but wasn't good enough for the Celtics, but they pretty much have the number 2 seed racked up and closed, so it was a meaningless game for them. They are just preparing for the playoffs. In the next matchup, it was the Memphis Grizzlies against the Detroit Pistons down in Memphis, and Memphis coming up with a big 130-117 win, led behind Marc Gasol's 20 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists, and Dylan Brooks with 22 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Grizzlies. For the Pistons, Andre Drummond had 12 points and 18 rebounds, Luke Kennard had 18 points, and Anthony Tolliver had 19 points. But it would not be enough for the Pistons, as they would go down to Memphis in what was their last home game for the season. In the next matchup, it was the Toronto Raptors against the Orlando Magic down in Toronto, and Toronto coming up with a big 112-101 win against the Magic, led behind OG Anunoby, 21 points, 8 rebounds. Kyle Lowry had 11 points, 7 assists. Norman Powell, 13 points, and Serge Ibaka, 13 points and 8 boards, which was a good game for the Toronto Raptors, cementing that number 1 seed in the East. For Orlando, Aaron Gordon led the way with 16 points, and Mario Hezonja had 14 points and 5 assists, which is good for them, but, I mean, it's been a very disappointing season for Orlando. They just have not exceeded expectations at all, and after the start that they had at the start of the season, it's just gone downhill since, and they will be looking forward to the end of the season where they can regroup and hopefully recapture some form for next season. In the next matchup, it was the Utah Jazz against the LA Lakers down in LA, with the Utah Jazz coming up with a 112-97 win, led behind Donovan Mitchell's 28 points, 9 rebounds and 8 assists, and Joe Ingles' 22 points and 10 assists. For the Lakers, Josh Hart had 25 points, and Julius Randle had 17 points and 7 boards. Tyler Ennis came off the bench with 22 points as well, but it would not be enough for the Lakers, as Utah would keep rolling behind Donovan Mitchell and looking to cement that high seed in the Western Conference playoffs. In the last game of the day, it was the Golden State Warriors versus the Phoenix Suns down in Phoenix, and it was Golden State with a 17-point win, winning 117-100. Led behind Klay Thompson's 34 points, who, mind you, scored 22 of them in the first quarter. Kevin Durant had 17 points and 9 assists, and Draymond Green had 14 points and 6 rebounds in what was surely a game of confidence for Golden State heading into the playoffs. For Phoenix, Dragan Bender had 14 points and 14 rebounds. Tyler Ulis had 15 points, 10 boards, and Daniel House had 22 points and 8 boards for the Suns, but would not be nearly enough for them to beat arguably the best team in the NBA. And that wraps up the day's action. Very entertaining day of basketball, as it always is. And we will look forward to more action tomorrow. Latest headlines-wise, Quinn Cook signed a multi-year deal with the Golden State Warriors and has cemented a roster playoff spot. As we discussed yesterday, Omri Caspi was let go by the Golden State Warriors to make space for Cook to be signed for the rest of the season, which is fantastic for him considering where he's come through and the great college career that he had. It's good to see him cement a spot on a roster, and he will play a big part for the Golden State Warriors come playoffs time, especially if Steph Curry is not healthy. So that's great for him and great for the Warriors as well. Otherwise, the only other major news was Mitch Kupchak being signed by the Charlotte Hornets to be their GM. And that will be a interesting but a good signing for the Charlotte Hornets, as he's got experience with the Lakers. He has been known to be good with his drafting and so on and so forth. So that will be good for them, and hopefully he can lead them back to the promised land and at least give them a shot at the playoffs. Other than that, that's about it. Thank you for listening to the podcast again, guys. Appreciate all the support. Please like, share, and subscribe to the Apple Podcast and to the Anchor FM as well, where this is. Love your support. Let's keep this thing rolling, and I will be back with tomorrow's action. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you then.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.